About 2 years ago, I had the pleasure of interviewing Philip Cortes about his first children's book titled Night Rhythms, which was just a delightful piece, beautifully written and beautifully illustrated. And he's back, so it must have gone well with the first one.
It was fun. Yeah, it went pretty well.
I'm so glad to hear that. It's such a kick when something that you love doing grabs hold and is a good ride for you. Where has it gone now?
Well, I mean, it's had me dreaming about other projects now, including this latest one called When I Close My Eyes. It's taken me to the classrooms. It's taken me to different cities. It's really done well in its own right, and it's a ride that I'm thoroughly enjoying.
Good. Where can people find your first book?
They can find the first and now the second book at philipcortes.com. Or they can go to any online retail site, Barnes
Excellent.
And Noble, Amazon. It's everywhere.
Super. Congratulations on that and on this gorgeous new book, When I Close My Eyes, Al Cerrar Mis Ojos. Who is your translator?
Bertha Pena is a librarian at LeBaron Park Elementary School, and she was kind enough to offer her services. And
Great.
And I'm really thankful for it because it was a last-minute decision to make it a dual language. I always wanted to do it. I just didn't think that it could be done.
Well, a good translator can get it done. A poor translator can ruin the project. So
right.
She
did a tremendous job. So
yes, it's an art form in itself.
It sure is.
To really be able to interpret what someone has created. And would you do me the favor of reading a little excerpt so that we can get a feel for how this is written?
Sure, not a problem. And if you're driving right now, don't close your eyes. But if you're not, close them and imagine. When I close my eyes, I'm a superhero who fights for all that is good. Or a ship's captain on the wild, wild sea, sailing over waves of blueberry punch. And Diego is my first mate. Together we sail through storms of lemon drop candy that pours from cracks in piñata-shaped clouds. Tangerine gulls fly over chocolate mountains.
That just makes my mouth water. Not only because of the food references, but because it's just such sensory-filled writing. It's just delicious. I love it. And I can imagine that kids would be so thrilled with this. What is your inspiration?
I guess in writing in this kind of style, the inspiration is the fear of not having good content on a blank page when that little cursor is blinking at me. It's almost mocking
yes.
me.
Yes.
And I can't draw. I mean, outside of stick figures, that's basically where I stop my artistic ability. And so I want to try and make sure that with the words, I'm painting a picture as clear and vivid as I can in my own right. But then at the same time, I want somebody like Nacho Garcia, who illustrated it.
Boy, you picked a good one there.
Yeah.
Magnificent illustrations. He is so skilled. And of course, now and then we'll see his editorial cartoons.
Sure.
In the Times. He turns up here and there. And this project, did he express any particular excitement about this project?
He did. He read the poem, and I was actually really hesitant to approach him about it because I know that he's done this before. He's a pro.
Yeah.
And he looked at it, and he read it, and he just said, hey, sign me up.
Boy, there's nothing more charming than someone with talent who's not too sure of themselves. You seem to ride that razor's edge very nicely.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that there's a little anxiety, of course, when it comes to putting yourself out there in this vein. It's definitely not the norm from what the whole Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 kind of a thing is. But at the same time, when somebody like Nacho comes in and says, hey, listen, I've got this idea for you. Why don't you take a look at this sketch?
Yeah.
And he's actually drawing your story right in front of your eyes.
What a kick.
That is a tremendous kick. And I only wish that my cousin was around to see this come to fruition. Because when you ask about inspiration, the person behind this was a 5-year-old little boy named Jared. And he passed away a couple of days before Christmas of 96 at the age of 5. And he was born with a degenerative heart condition and cerebral palsy. He didn't speak. He didn't have the ability to even walk. But when I looked into his eyes, there was so much going on. And really, when this was written, I thought, I want to kind of portray what he might have been thinking. Because there was so much imagination. Mm-hmm. There was a lot going on in those eyes of his. And he had these ginormous brown eyes. good-looking little kid.
It's easy to think, you know, to give someone a wide berth if they make us uncomfortable because we're not sure what's going on. And it's a real gift when we do engage, which you obviously did with Jared, and realize that the whole world is still in there. He just can't express it. So
yeah.
It's how neat that you took over his voice. For people who don't know Philip Cortez by day, then they might think you go around wearing your velvet blazer, giving high-dollar readings. What's your day job?
I'm the vice president of marketing for the company that owns the El Paso Times, Tex-Mex. It's a digital-first media news group company. Mm-hmm. So the El Paso Times for short. I'm VP of marketing there and having a good time in that role. I get to still be creative in my everyday work environment.
Is it correct, though? Did you start out writing as a journalist?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I started out with the old Herald Post. And,
wow.
I think they needed an idiot to come in at 3 in the morning to...
And someone young, let's put it that way.
Yeah, a young idiot. But no, you know what? I owe my start to Sheila Wolford. I don't know if anybody
remembers
Sheila.
I remember the name. Oh, yes.
Sheila was an instructor here at UTEP.
Yes.
And she saw something in me that other people didn't. She's the one that actually recommended that I go talk to a man by the name of Joe Mensch,
yep.
who was looking for somebody to do sports for the old Herald Post. And he hired me on the spot. And I like to tell kids I've been getting paid to write ever since.
That's a sweet deal.
Yeah.
It has the agony and the ecstasy, but you know you're headed or pointing in the right direction at all times. Real quickly, tell me, where can we find your work, if you'll repeat that information, and what's your next step in the community with this new book, When I Close My Eyes?
You can keep track of my whereabouts on philipcortez.com, and certainly you can definitely buy the book there as well as other online retailers and in-store, too. You just order it. They'll order it for you. And I'll be reading to schools all across the area this year, 2014. The calendar's already filling up pretty quickly here.
Excellent. I congratulate you, my guest today, author Philip Cortez, who has just released his second children's book titled When I Close My Eyes. It is a bilingual book, Al Cerrar Mis Ojos, beautifully translated and incredibly well illustrated by Nacho Garcia. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much, Monica.